Your support is important to Living on Earth. Donate today by pressing the donate link on the left of this page. Every bit helps. And thanks.
Helium is a noble gas. Fun stuff that fills birthday party balloons and sends SpongeBob skyward at the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade. But helium also has a serious side. It's used to cool down the magnets in MRI machines and clean rocket engines. Helium is also very common. After hydrogen, it's the second most abundant element in the universe. But here on Earth, supplies of helium are running low. Emily Guerin has our story.
Hi.
Ooh, that's really good.
See, you gotta suck down. Oh my God.
Employee Amy Richards and I are the only ones in the Party Plus store in Biddeford, Maine. We're taking turns sucking on helium from yellow balloons.
Yep.
That's awesome.
I offered to pay Amy for them, but she says not to worry about it. Helium is cheap. A Party Plus balloon only costs 90 cents. And that, says Nobel Prize-winning Cornell physicist Robert Richardson, is the problem.
Birthday party consumption of helium is probably only 5%, but it's more symptomatic of the waste.
Helium has always been so cheap that it doesn't make economic sense to recycle it. Researchers let the gas escape after using it in their low-temperature physics experiments. After the Thanksgiving Day parade, the huge balloons are just deflated. And after using the gas to clean rocket engines,
NASA vents the helium to the atmosphere, and that's a form of squandering.
Dr. Richardson says up until now, that waste hasn't been a problem. There's always been enough helium to go around, but that's no longer the case. In fact, the world supply of readily available helium is running out.
Helium comes from the decay of radioactive material in the crust of the Earth, and it's very light, of course, so it escapes.
Dr. Chip Grote, a geoscience professor at the University of Texas, Austin.
In some cases, it gets trapped up in natural gas, methane, and it accumulates with that methane when it accumulates.
One of the most helium-rich natural gas deposits in the world lies beneath the southern Great Plains. And there, just outside Amarillo, Texas, is the Federal Helium Reserve, an underground helium storage area managed by the U.S. government. The reserve was created back in the 1920s, when helium-filled airships looked like one of the military vehicles of the future. But then came the Hindenburg disaster.
It's a terrific crash, ladies and gentlemen. The smoke and the flames now, and the flame is crashing to the ground. All the humanity and all the furniture is screaming around it.
The Hindenburg exploded because it was full of flammable hydrogen, not helium. Still, after the disaster, airships, whatever they were filled with, fell out of favor. But Dr. Grote says helium found a new niche.
The use of it in welding, the development of MRIs required helium, and then a lot of pretty important low-temperature physics research that was of strategic importance to the United States also uses a lot of helium. So the feeling was still that we needed a reserve of helium, but for different purposes.
But according to Dr. Richardson, by the 1990s, the Fed saw things differently.
The argument was that the Cold War was finished and the federal government had no business competing with private industry.
Also, the helium program had cost the taxpayer $1.4 billion. The government wanted that money back. So in 1996, Congress passed the Helium Privatization Act, which planned to sell off all the helium in the reserve by 2015. In the meantime, the world changed. China and other industrializing countries in Asia started gobbling up helium, demanding more and more to produce LCD screens and fiber optics. And suddenly, scientists in the U.S. started having a hard time getting a hold of helium. Again, Dr. Grote.
Frankly, the group that became the most alarmed was the research community that uses helium and found that it couldn't afford it anymore, and in some places it couldn't even get it anymore because it was being competed for by commercial people who could pay more money.
Even though helium is the second most abundant element in the universe, it's expensive to strip it out of natural gas deposits. Other countries have helium.
Russia or Qatar or Algeria.
But Dr. Richardson says they're not refining it yet. He thinks they're holding out for economic reasons.
They are anxious for the United States to run out of helium because the price of helium will just skyrocket.
So the world isn't running out of helium. But by selling off the federal helium reserve, the U.S. runs the risk of depending on unknown or unfriendly sources for this essential element, says Dr. Grote.
Getting information about market prices and supplies in other parts of the world has been extremely difficult. I would be very surprised if we're running out. I think we just haven't found and developed the resources that are out there.
In the meantime, there are some substitutes for helium. Argon can be used for welding. And there are ways to recycle helium instead of just venting it into the atmosphere. And that could become more popular after the U.S. reserve runs out. But until other countries start producing, everything that uses helium, MRIs, TV screens, even balloons, will likely become more expensive. So talk like one of the chipmunks while it's still cheap.
For Living on Earth, this is Emily Guerin.
Just ahead, Toxic Tide, discovering the health effects of the Deepwater disaster. Keep listening to Living on Earth.